Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Ellen Butler. It is Thursday, the 21st of May at 6:32. Coming up on today's show, we'll be talking about how the EU presidency can advance telecoms investment in Ireland. And we'll be looking at the most popular brands here and all the markets as usual, including those NVIDIA results. You can email us, business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. Ciara O'Brien in the Irish Times reports that the social media giant Meta is to cut up to 350 jobs from its Irish workforce as part of the company's latest round of global job losses that will see it shed thousands of roles worldwide. Sources confirm the figures, which account for about 20% of the company's Irish-based workforce. A spokeswoman for Meta did not comment on specific figures, and the sources said that the company would comply with the requirements around redundancies as laid down by Irish law and government guidelines. That number is higher than the initial 10% of the Irish workforce, which had been expected, which would have seen numbers reduced by 180. The Department of Enterprise has been informed. Colin Gleeson in the Irish Times reports that the Irish travel technology company CarTrawler has been acquired by the US travel group Expedia. CarTrawler has been a majority owned by the private equity group Towerbrook since May 2020, and it invested 100 million euro in the Irish business, which had been struggling to trade amid COVID lockdown restrictions. The tech company, founded by the brothers Greg and Niall Turley in 2004, having grown it out of their family business, Argus Car Hire makes software that is used by airlines and travel agents to connect to car hire firms, providing the carriers with ancillary revenue opportunities. Martin Claffey in the Irish Examiner reports that Bank of Ireland and AIB have joined a consortium of European financial institutions which plan to launch a stablecoin, a type of cryptocurrency pegged to the euro, challenging US dominance in the sector. The consortium, which was set up an Amsterdam-based company called Keyvalis last year, now has 37 financial institutions as members and announced plans to launch the stablecoin.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.